Welcome to The Reseller Entrepreneur, the podcast for reseller hobbyists eager to turn reselling into a successful business. Learn from Mike and other reseller entrepreneurs as they share their experiences and tips on learning an online business. Here's your host, Mike Clapperton from Sparkler, converting customers into fanatics.
Welcome back. This is Mike Clapperton from Sparkler, and I hope you like the new format. Please let me know. Go to the website, and you can reach out to me if you want to talk about anything. If you need anything from me, please reach out. So today, we're going to have an interview with somebody. Her name is Jessica Massera, and Jessica works at a company called Business Dynamic Solutions. And what interests me about this interview is that she does a few things that I think a lot of us are looking for. And I'll go into that in the interview, obviously. But I wanted to first kind of revisit last episode when we talked about levers, because this is an important topic for the interview. So levers, just as a reminder, and if you go out back and listen to other episodes too where I talk about them, but levers is something in your business that basically impacts something else in your business. For instance, a good lever, if you know your sell-through rate is 5% and you want to increase your sales, the lever really is increasing your inventory. If you are running out of space in your home, a lever is adding a storage unit or increasing the space in your home that you use, and so on. So, I mean, pretty simple, right? So the lever we're going to talk about today with Jessica is the lever called fulfillment. Now, the lever fulfillment itself is not a lever. It is more of what you do in order to increase the capacity of your inventory and how many things you can send out in a day. So those are levers. As you know, Amazon resellers actually do pretty well because they can go to buy books or inventory from Target or Walmart or what have you, and then basically throw it in a box and send it over to Amazon to fulfill. And so ultimately, your capacity limit is really just how much that you can get shipments out to your fulfillment center. Well, eBay started something similar or tried to start something similar, and they kind of backed off of it. They have something sort of similar for sports cards, but of course, those are very expensive items, and so that's not what I mean by fulfillment. Fulfillment could be anything from a coffee cup that you need fulfilled all the way up to, you know, a clothing line, what have you. So this is not something that eBay wanted to get involved in. I think initially they thought it was a great idea. But sell-through rate is much, much higher in Amazon, and so they figured out they would have warehouses full of stuff that may sit there for years, and so they backed off of the idea. Well, that's what brings me to Jessica, because I was looking for something that I could also fulfill my products with, and of course, my products are small, and I still think that is the best option for you. So, you know, you've heard me say it before, but this is just another reason right here, because the less space you take up, the less it costs you every month. But Jessica offers a fulfillment service, and we're going to talk about it with her in this interview. And she does other things too, so we'll go into those as well. But the point is that many of you work, and when you work, you have to rush home to ship out items to be able to make those deadlines because your shipping should be next day. And that is kind of difficult if you have a full-time job. And space is a problem too for those who want to work out of their home because you don't want to order or rent a storage unit when you have to work all day and then you have to rush to the storage unit to do shipping. And so I think you get the idea. Fulfillment is a big piece to grow your business. And so I was fortunate enough I was in a discussion with her about something else completely different. And I said, God, I wish I can get this fulfillment I didn't call it fulfillment, but I said, I wish I can get shipping off my back. And she looked at me and she goes, you know, I do that. And that immediately piqued my interest because, you know, as you know, if you have individualized items, you need the ability to be able to organize them in the way that they can be found, and more importantly, not pay too much in order to ship those items out. And so she does a great job with that, actually, and we're going to talk about that as well. Anyway, without further ado, here's the interview.
Oops, before we go, I just want to also say I did mess up the levels on this thing for a bit, so bear with me. I get it corrected early in the interview, so sorry about that. Now this is the interview. See you later.
I'm here with Jessica Massera. Jessica Massera is the owner of a company called Business Dynamic Solutions here in Naples. And first of all, welcome to the program. Thank you.
Hi, Mike. Thank you.
Yeah. Anyway, so Jessica and I, full disclosure, know each other already. So, and I'll probably cut up this interview quite extensively. So if I mess up, don't worry about it. Okay.
Listen, I think we'll get through it.
Yeah. For sure. So, first of all, why don't you explain what Business Dynamic Solutions is?
Business Dynamics was formed in 2007, and our intent was to be a one-stop shop for all small business owners to get whatever they need. We love small business owners, and we just want to support them however they want to be supported.
Right.
We have three main avenues of service, which is consulting, accounting, and something else, which just left my marketing.
Yeah. And fulfillment.
Consulting, accounting, and marketing, right. And from there, we have got into several lines of business. I know you want to talk about fulfillment today. Yeah, we love doing those things because it just takes a load off the small business owner, something that they don't have to do in their spare time or, you know, when they should be spending time with their families. So we love doing all those little things.
Sure. So I'm changing the levels here a little bit. There we go. So so how we met, of course, is we met in BNI. BNI is Business Networking International. And I've talked about it before in the podcast a little bit. But essentially, just for the edification of the listeners, it's a networking group for small business owners to get together in a variety of industries. And we basically try to see how we can refer business to each other. And so, as I've said in my other podcasts, which you haven't heard yet, but as I talked about owning another business, and it's largely a software company, and that's how we met. So just getting everybody on the same page. But one of the things that kind of was interesting is we were talking one day, it was in your office on another project, and I said, God, I really, really am struggling with this with shipping because I live in Massachusetts and also Florida, and I go back and forth and so on and so forth. And then you said, well, you know, we do that. And it's like, I knew you for like probably a few months at that point. And so we talked about fulfillment.
Right.
So why don't you talk about a little bit about what you do, what you've done for other people. We're just starting with me now, but.
Right. Well, over time, like I said, we get with a variety of business owners and we just take on whatever little task is bothering them.
Yeah.
We become part of their team and just do it for them. So many years ago, I was at my doctor actually, and she said she knows that I'm a consultant and do, you know, business services for people. And she said, my husband is a speaker and travels all over the world doing speaking engagements. And he's spending all of his extra time packaging up his books and handouts to mail to these different locations, and it's driving him crazy. And I said, I think we could do that. So probably 6 years ago now, we started working for him, just doing little shipments. And from there, we took on a few other projects. Mm-hmm. And so one of the other things we do is we manage a storage facility, which is very convenient when you've got a lot of things in inventory. So we just have that advantage. We put people's things in storage if they need them. Could be air conditioned, could be bigger things sometimes cars even, you know. We just facilitate whatever they need. And we have special mail contraptions around here. You know, we have the scales and the stamps and the accounts and the FedEx and the UPS. And, you know, we treat the mailman very nicely. whatever is needed, we just step in and fulfill that service for the business owner.
Right. It's interesting because, we have a lot of people who sell Amazon in addition to selling eBay and other platforms too. And one of the things that they struggle with outside of Amazon, so Amazon has their whole logistics thing, you know, that
right?
Completely different. But eBay started to go down that path and they somehow decided that they didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. And so a lot of resellers, they work full time. And so they come home at night and all they're doing is listing and shipping, listing and shipping and not seeing their families. And it's horrible, right? And so, and I think a lot of people quit because of that. And so actually having a service like yours is actually kind of interesting. So, I mean, so to me, I jumped. I mean, my stuff, we're sitting in my office now, in my office, in your office, and I'm looking and I see all my inventory here, all my, part of my inventory, not the clothing, obviously, because I'm going to get rid of that. But, and this is great. But now we're starting up on Monday. So, so explain, so you're shipping, do you pick and you do the whole thing?
Yeah, we'll do, we just have the business owner teach us what they want done and how they want it done. Okay. And we are very dedicated to giving people their time back. You know, it's critical. So we're very smart. I have a bunch of smart people running around here. They're very quick to adapt to different situations. I'm very thankful for my staff in that regard. And they just learn whatever needs to be learned. You know, and over time, you kind of develop this skill that you know what's going on, and you're able to shift a little bit, whether it's eBay, whether it's somebody's mail that you're forwarding on, whether it's their car you're shipping back, whether it's things they're selling. You know, we've packed multiple for dental office. We have this dental office client and they send little packages out all over the place. And so we have all the little pieces and parts of their dental kit. We pack them together and, you know, ship them out. We've done, there's a lady who's a lipstick coach. You know, she's got this fashion business and she does fashion coaching. And so we order her supplies for her and we pack the package together. We make sure it's, you know, the tissue looks nice and it's got the little note in it from her, and just package it up and ship it out, you know, so it's easier for her. We just believe that people need to have the time available for, whether it's their families or their dog or, you know, whatever they want to do, get those little tasks off your desk.
Right.
You know, and our model is such that, you know, an individual might not be able to hire a full-time assistant. Right. But we share that space. So, you know, if there's 7 or 8 or 10 of you, that creates a full-time position. Right. So that makes it affordable for each business owner to come and unload their kind of menial tasks, creates a great business for us. And at the same time, gives them back that time. You just don't get time back. It passes and it's gone.
Well, that's one of the things that knocks a lot of online sellers out, is that they just get so tired of doing this.
Right.
So we have a lot of people who actually use offshore resources to do listings, which of course theoretically you could do as well.
I mean, not done that, but you could certainly learn to do that. But it also, it sounds like you've got a really economical solution. You know, and we are all for that. You know, we are constantly looking for the best solution for our clients. And that's what keeps them coming back, because it may, the best solution may not be here in our office, but we are for you. You know, we are for that business owner. And just, it's so much fun for us to have that variety here in the office and learn all the different things and get to take part in everything that people do. It's exciting for us.
It's interesting because you're actually involved in both my businesses
now. Yeah.
So, but definitely, I mean, the thing is that, I mean, you made it economical for me. And so, and obviously, I was going to say, we're not going to talk about pricing, as we shouldn't, because frankly, it's going to be different for everybody. But as long as it works.
Exactly. Right. Exactly.
So, and so we have resellers that sell things that are $15, $20, $30, like me, and sell a lot of them. And then we have some people who sell one or two things a week that are, that have like laptops or something like that, that they're making $500, $600, $700 each time. So it's a different.
We've done that too. I used to ship out computers. Okay.
There you go. All right. So good. Well, now let's talk about something else about, let's say you're, you said bookkeeping and accounting.
Yes.
So have you done online sales bookkeeping before?
Yes. We have a few people. We have a lady who sells sea glass art. I mean, that's actually the primary chunk of our business is bookkeeping. And a couple of years ago, you know, it started to come around that people who have an online business, they have a unique situation because of all the tax situation and so forth. Now, I don't personally handle those things.
It's in your office.
I've got a great couple of ladies who figured that all out. And, You know, it's, again, it's just something that the business owner, you know, the lady who does the sea glass art, she's not an accounting person. She's a creative person, you know, so same deal. We come into partnership with her and take this task off her that just was really vexing her.
Right.
You know, because she was facing some fines and charges, not like criminal charges, but, you know, charges from her platform because she hadn't been doing it correctly.
Right.
And, you know, we took that over and got that all.
So you're talking about sales tax in addition to like income tax.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
So eBay handles sales tax, fortunately, but we have some people that actually have a Shopify store, which doesn't collect taxes.
Exactly.
They have software that you could theoretically. I think a lot of people don't use it, though. And then eBay, a lot of people don't really realize that eBay doesn't collect taxes and sales taxes in every state.
Right.
They only do like 26 states.
Yeah. You should have seen us when this first became an issue. The major platforms hadn't adjusted to that yet.
Yeah.
You know, all of a sudden somebody woke up and went, hey, we're missing a bunch of tax dollars here. Yeah. You know, so as commerce came around and became much more digital, we were here in the office madly researching away, trying to figure out how are we going to do this and keep track of each state that this person is shipping to. And fortunately, most of the major platforms kind of came out with a solution that wasn't manual for us, but we did a manual for a few months before everything changed.
I imagine. So it's interesting. So I talk about levers all the time in business. And so levers being, you know, basically time, space, and people, I guess, would also be in that. I guess that's
kind of talent too. Yeah.
Talent. Yeah. Probably a good way. And really, honestly, trying to get those buckets filled so that that gives you back the time. So you're really just managing your business as opposed to working in your business.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Right. I mean, that's a famous phrase we used to say from the chamber all the time. Are you working on your business or in your business? And for a small business owner, you're probably going to do a little bit of both, but you're going to make more money if you're spending the right time thinking about what you're doing. It's a trap that many business owners get into is they're just doing the thing from day to day to day, you know, making the money. And they're not thinking about strategically, how am I going to grow my business? What am I going to do next year? Am I on track to meet my goals? Do I even have goals?
Yeah.
You know, and really people probably got into business, not necessarily just to make money, but the money is for something. You know, and they get trapped on the hamster wheel and they don't get to the place where they wanted to be. They just get mired in the work.
Well, it's funny because in online sales, really the only thing, whether it's eBay or anything else, is that the only way you make money is by listing, by putting the product out there. Mm-hmm. And so much of a reseller's life is basically doing all the logistics stuff that really just doesn't generate any income.
Right.
Yeah. So
what is that time worth?
Right.
How much could you be making versus, you know, and a lot of people get trapped in that too. They look at the bill, which with us is typically not astronomical, but it's like, okay, are you making $35 an hour when you could be making, you know, $535 an hour using your brain instead of typing things in or instead of packaging things, you know? So don't look at the bill, look at the potential.
Right. So I've been doing up my own listings, really pretty much the entire time, except for early on, I had an offshore Indian company do it, and they did an okay job after a while. They did an okay job.
Yeah. Learning curve.
But I found myself not being able to put as much in, or they weren't able to list as much as I was able to because they didn't have that English skill that they have. Now, hopefully my new solution will work out because I want to actually spend my time buying, because that's where you make your money, is buying well, listing for cheap, shipping for I'm going to say cheap, but reasonably.
You can get it.
Yeah, it's expensive. Exactly, right. Right. Well, because you can't ship from offshore. I mean, not economically anyway.
No, right. Yeah. Right.
So yeah. Good. Well, listen, I thank you very much for coming. I know I think that, you know, if we wanted to get hold of you, how would we do that?
Yeah.
I mean, I could put you on my website, of course.
We'll do that. Thank you. Yeah, it's my pleasure to be here. Our website is businessconsultinghelp.com. It's always great to shoot me a text. You can throw my phone number up there. I'm very personable and reachable. You know, I like to have these one-on-one conversations. I just get a a lot of jazz out of meeting the business owners, even if it's just by phone and having a quick conversation. Zoom is great. You know, I love to see their faces and their facial expressions. I have a degree in psychology, so, you know, I get a lot out of that.
Well, thanks a lot. And, listen, I would say give it a try, give you a call, and we'll put all this stuff on my website.
Cool.
Thanks.
Thank you so
Appreciate
much.
It.
Thanks for your time.
See you later.
This episode has ended, but your journey towards turning your reselling hobby into a business doesn't have to. Head on over to reseller.sparklercrm.com for information and tips for running a successful reselling business. Don't forget to subscribe to the podcast so you don't miss an episode. Until next time.